Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Your Intuitive Heart podcast, and I'm your host, Joanne Alfred. This episode is an impromptu car rant. I was on the way home, can't remember where from, and I recorded this episode on Sunday, January 10th, and I just wanted to speak to the charge in the air, the vibe in the air, and what that means, what January typically means energetically, and how we can move through it. So I just started chatting in my car. So the quality is not going to be the greatest, but the message still comes across. So I appreciate your time and your energy when listening to this. The episode is called It's 2020, How Can I Still Feel Like Shit? So enjoy. Any questions, you can reach out to me at Joanne Alfred on Instagram or info@joannealfred.com, or you can reach me at my website or at joannealfred.com. Okay, guys. Take care. Let's get to it. So the energy coming into January, I think it's very important that we all just allow this to move over us and to let it pass. Because I have said that there are things from, or vibes from 2020 that we actually still have to release. And just because we reach a new year, it doesn't automatically mean that things are going to automatically change. They won't. So the dumpster fire that was 2020, we all got through that. Yes, we lost people, work was challenging, life was challenging in general, but you made it through. And so having made it through that dumpster fire, you are going to have those remnants of, it's the ashes of 2020 that you're sitting with. And as you move to dust those ashes off, remember that things are still going to be very challenging for you. So emotionally, you're still feeling that heaviness. Spiritually, you're still feeling that heaviness. Physically, you are still feeling that heaviness from 2020. So it's important for you not to beat yourself up on this or with this, because it's necessary, it's inevitable. I did say that January was going to be kind of like this quiet month, and I believe that quiet energetically, in that we're really not supposed to be making changes right now. We're not supposed to be moving through things. We really just need to take a moment to take in, process what we've all been through. So do not beat yourself up for not being able to get through something or for still feeling a certain way, as in for still feeling stressed, for still feeling depressed. We really are still gonna sit with us for some time, at least until the end of January. And then not to mention January itself. So many people, it's typically, I feel like one of the darkest months in the sense of light. So we wake up, it's dark. We leave work, it's dark. So that energy leaves us feeling a bit heavy as well. Be kind to yourself this month. This was the first weekend in some time that I have not worked at my second job. And yes, I have a second job. And it felt great. So today's Sunday now. I did not do anything yesterday aside from some cleanup and some laundry, but I didn't even work on the projects that I had
said I was going to work on. And I went to bed at 10:30. And if anybody knows me, that is not me. I am usually up until at least 1 o'clock trying to get things done. Yes, that means I'm kind of exhausted. But yeah, 10:30 I went to bed. And I wasn't fighting that because my body was, my body needed that rest. So pay attention. And I did not feel bad for not getting my projects done that I had the idea to do. Because, and we say this in nursing to family members, it's great for you to be there 100% of the time for your loved one. But if you're not there 100% of the time for yourself, or even 75% of the time for yourself, you can't put in 100% for somebody else. So this weekend was really about me just relaxing and taking things in and not worrying about what needed to get done in the house, what projects I wanted to finish, not worrying about that at all. And I have a few things, a few ideas on the go, but I really just needed to release that for now, so that my body could recuperate, so that my brain could recuperate, my spirit actually could rest, and it felt really good. So I went to bed at 10:30. I think I got up at around 9:10, which sounds lazy, but I needed that rest, and I'm gonna fucking take that rest, and I'm not making any excuses for it. So there. Pay attention to what your body's telling you. And please just give yourself that allowance to exist in that space of nothingness, exist in that space of doing nothing. It's very important. It is very important to give back to you. So release the guilt of not doing anything. Who's going to give a shit if you don't mop your floor today, or if you don't scrub the bathrooms? Who's really going? You are really the only one that cares. And it can wait. The toilet doesn't care that it's not getting scrubbed, right? The floor doesn't care that it's not getting vacuumed. Sounds ridiculous. And for the most part, your family's not going to care. You just have to, you got to try and release that sense of duty. Yeah, I said duty. Release that sense of duty that you have to have things done on time, a certain way, a certain day. That's where the added stress comes from. So this isn't a long podcast at all. I just wanted to pop on and say, give yourself a fucking break and allow things to move through the way they're going to. And they will. They will. And as they move through, you accept that change with gratitude and grace. And you'll see that when that shift comes, you're much better able to accept it and move through it and handle it much, much better. That's all. I love you guys.
So thanks for listening. Like I said, it was just a shorty. And I just to provide some insight, because I know everybody's feeling like crap right now. So you guys hang in there. We're going to get through this. Now, that being said, there is Mercury does go retrograde January 30th, I think, till February 20th. But it's just Mercury in retrograde. We'll be all right. Love you. See you next time.